Welcome to the Chef Rock Experiment.
We're going to new levels, baby.
How bad do you want it?
Time to stop the shit and start to shift. This is the Chef Rock Experiment Podcast on rocksolidfood.com.
Let's start the shift.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Hope you're well today. Listen, I like to have fun. I like to talk about silly stuff sometimes. Me and my best friend, Kamani, talk about silly stuff just about every day. Probably more than 12 times a day. So you got to laugh a little bit and you got to have fun. Now, even though this is the day where I try to entertain a little bit, I don't think this is that funny. You know, this is a real thought. This is a real, I've wondered this quite often. I really don't think it's just me. So you can laugh at me and sort of judge my whether I'm a child or not all you want. I really don't care. You know, it's just it's not my business to care about how you judge me. I'm gonna just go on about my day and play these things out, and I can use a little assistance if you want to play them out with me. All right. So this week we're talking about TV movies. I was gonna do a poll to see like which was the best movie, and I'm getting all these chef movies together, and I'm like, yo, there's so many questions I have in general, but forget the best movie of all time or the best movie last year or food, blah blah blah. Like, let me just put these joints up against one another. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's the vicious chef? You got this movie Burnt, starring Bradley Cooper, which came out, what was that, about 2 years ago? I'm not even sure. Produced, I think Gordon Ramsay was one of the producers, where the chef is Adam Jones. And the joint opens up where Adam Jones is shucking oysters, I believe somewhere in New Orleans, and he's counting. And when he gets to a million, I guess, he's out. He just walks out, which was, I mean, it was really fucked up. Like, I know it was made for a good opening scene, but you know, somebody should smack the shit out of him in the back of his head. Just like with an oyster shell. Not from hard, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not talking about, you know. And look the other way. You know what I mean? Like, he did it. Point the finger at the other way. If you're going to walk out on me, you know, if this is New Orleans where he was or wherever it was, it seemed like you can't just walk out. Like, shucking oysters is a big deal. And you probably did it well if you were a chef. So he deserved to get, like, at least ear plucked. Anyway. I guess the guy was on drugs and alcoholic and had a bunch of bad debts over in Europe. And he gets inspired, goes back to Europe, and he wants to open. He gets some investors. Well, he sort of finagles the owner's son or the owner of the maitre d' of the hotel to get him a deal or to build a new restaurant and go after, you know, Michelin stars. And I thought it was a really cool movie. Actually, I got emotional several times with the movie. I don't know if that was something other chefs have done, but I thought it was a really good movie. I saw it in the theater. It was just great. Several points. It got killed in the press, though. But I, you know, my vantage point was my entry point. My lens was a little different. So I'd be curious to see what you all think about it. But just as far as the chef, the question is, who are you going to stodge under him? Adam Jones, played by Bradley Cooper, or Remy, the little chef from Ratatouille. My daughter picked that for movie night tomorrow or tonight. So we're watching it. And I thought, you know what? Let's put these chefs up against one another. And Remy is a rat. Like, let's put that out there for anybody that doesn't know Ratatouille. He's a rat, a full-on big-ass rat. He has another big-ass rat friend. I forget his name. But really good movie, and there's a chef. I guess I didn't really prepare much for this podcast because I don't know anybody's names. The big chef that says everybody can cook, right? Everyone can cook, which is a lie. Okay, that's a lie. I used to say the same thing, but that's a lie. There's some people that just cannot cook, right? You know what I mean? So we need to stop telling that lie, Disney. Love you. But that is a lie. And whatever that chef's name is, edit that out. Everybody cannot cook. It's just a lie. And that's cool. Like, everybody can't drive race cars. You don't see me saying, like, you know, I can do NASCAR. Everybody can do NASCAR. No, that'll never be a thing. It's a very special skill set that takes years to perfect. It's not just driving a car. I mean, it is, but wink, wink. Anyway, moving on. Remy, beast mode, loves food, but he's a rat. You know, he's an outcast. And but he can cook, and he's great. And he gets, like, the food critic to, like, to flash back to his homeland, this bomb ratatouille that he made that looks really cool. And then there's this little skinny intern who's sort of nothing, and he's kind of a punk. And, oh, that's right. That's right. See, I forget the movie. I'm sorry. This is a bad podcast, but bear with me. Who would you rather star under? Remy, who helps out this intern who really doesn't know much, or Adam Jones, Bradley Cooper, who's like former beast mode, went on to, you know, messed his life up and came back and ended up getting a star? I think they both win in the end, right? I mean, so who would I pick? That's the point of this podcast, supposed to be. I'm going to go with Remy, and I'll tell you why. One, he's a rat, right? So if anything, like any problems, like I could literally, you know, I'm not scared of him. And it's Patton Oswalt. Is the, like, if he's got the same Patton Oswalt voice, he just doesn't strike. He's super talented. I could learn from him. But if I need a day off or something like that, there's ways to deal with a rat, because he's a rat at the end of the day. I'm not even scared of him. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't threaten the chef, but if I needed to, I'm just, you know, Bradley Cooper's character is much more formidable. You know what I'm saying? It's Bradley Cooper. You know what I mean? So it's Adam Jones, but it's Bradley Cooper. So I'm going to go with Remy. I think he was more talented. He worked harder. He had to overcome a lot. You know what I'm saying? He's a freaking rat. You know, nobody, Adam Jones doesn't look like, or Bradley Cooper doesn't look like he had to overcome much. You know what I'm saying? He's okay. You know, if you could just walk out of town and walk back in and get a Michelin restaurant, I think you're good. And you're nuts. And super talented. Yep. And he's from the old school. Love that about him. But also, he got screwed over by a black dude. Now, forget the black dude's name, French guy. With the cayenne, when they thought the Michelin star reviewer, and, you know, was in the restaurant, and the black dude was just holding on to this grudge. He was all the time, and Bradley Cooper screaming at him all, while they building a restaurant. Black dude is holding this grudge that he had from years ago. He's like, I'm going to get your right at the right. I'm going to get you. You just wait. Yell at me again. Yell at me again. And they have these two reviewers in the restaurant. And the sauce was spicy, which is a big no-no, right? He put a rack of cayenne in the demi-glace. And he reveals it, like, later on. And he walks out, and he's basically like, gotcha. But he said it in, like, a sexy French way, right? Or, you know, northern, like, Africa. I don't know where the guy's from, but he's from France. He said it, like, you know, in a better way than gotcha. He wasn't on, like, you know, American TV sitcom. But I feel like after that, like, I couldn't stodge for a guy like that. Because if I was Adam Jones, I don't know the trust level I'd have for a super talented black dude coming in my kitchen again. Yeah, call me crazy or whatever, but I just think he'd need some time to sort of repair his view of the brothers. So knowing that, I would have to say I'm going to go with the rat. So that's my choice. What y'all think? I hope you're having a great day. Have fun. Laugh a little bit. And tell me what you think. Either send me an email, which I don't know why you would email me about this. It's complete nonsense. But you can definitely leave it in the comments on like Instagram or something. Other than that, I'll holler at you tomorrow. Peace. Yo. Hope you enjoyed the show. But I need a favor from you. One more thing. Subscribe, rate, review. Yeah, tell everybody and them. And check me out, rocksolidfood.com. Stop the start the shift. Peace. Peace.